In a world where coaches are crazy and referees are blind,
there's always something to talk about.
Dixie Football Fanatics with Chet and Bill.
Mom, Billy's hogging the microphone again.
Dude, seriously?
Finally, some people with brains.
Whatever.
Yippee.
Dixie Football Fanatics is on right now, kids.
Oh, this is too good.
I like Yee-haw! It.
You have just entered the red zone. Now, your hosts, let's hear it for Chet Young and Bill Cole.
It's time for the Dixie Football Fanatics with Chet and Bill. Bill, it's that time of year again.
That's right, Chet. It's that time of the season. Everybody knows what week it is. Tennessee, Alabama. It's crazy train. Get on the crazy train down to Tuscaloosa.
Third Chet. Saturday in October. Wait a minute. This is going to be the fourth Saturday again, right?
I believe you're right about that. Historically, the third Saturday, but nevertheless, that week we look forward to, or a lot of us do, all year. Tennessee, Alabama.
Bill, I've got to say that as much as I love my Vols, and you know I do love my Vols, and I do think there's a chance that Tennessee could win this game, I really don't think they're going to win. Okay, I mean, I watched Alabama play again. Very impressive defense. Alabama took it to Texas A&M this past weekend. Three interception return by the Crimson Tide for touchdowns during that thorough demolishing of the Texas A&M Aggies.
That's right. I've never, you know, it's an unprecedented fact. Never happened in Alabama football history. Three interceptions returned for touchdowns. Alabama goes in, beats number 9 Texas A&M team. Alabama came in number 10. Alabama wins 41-23. Chet, and hey. Things are looking good for the Tide. They play good on the road, that's for sure. Two big wins over Georgia and A&M on the road.
So they're not playing on the road this weekend, right? And they don't look as good at home. So, hey, I'm thinking, hey, Tennessee's got a shot this week,
Tennessee's
right?
Tennessee's got a shot. I mean, Tennessee.
Not much, you know, right? You don't really think much of a shot.
Everybody's got a shot.
So give me five reasons why you think Tennessee could possibly win this game, Bill.
Wow, put me on the spot. Number one, Josh Dobbs. Josh Dobbs is needs to run the ball maybe at least 20 times himself. If he can, he, along with number two, is Jalen Hurd.
Hurd's number one.
He's number one. That's the number one reason. Tennessee's going to need to try to get those guys outside, run the ball. And number three is going to be Dobbs throwing the ball 25 times and getting some success. If he can, unlike a lot of the games this year, if he can throw the ball downfield, and, you know, that's what he's going to have to do. Those are three. And I may be hard-pressed. Number four, I'm going to say Alabama's going to need to turn it over. Definitely the major factor in Alabama's first loss or only loss this year against Ole Miss, turned it over 5 times, Chet. And I know we've heard that. Many pundits have talked about it among us, even our own selves as pundits. But, yeah, turnovers. And number 5, just a little bit of just pure luck.
Luck. Wow. Got to be lucky.
Luck.
Lucky to beat the Tide.
The ball bounces.
Well, let me think. I could give you 5 reasons why I think Alabama's going to win, if you're interested.
Okay, go ahead.
First off, I think Alabama's got the best defense in the country. I'd say that's just overall. I could just give you an overall number one right there. Two is they're very good against the run, and Tennessee really would like to establish the run. And I think it's going to be difficult for Tennessee to establish a run. Three's Calvin Ridley. He's another guy that's coming into his own, maybe – not as good as Amari Cooper at this point in time, but what do you expect out of a freshman? Four, obviously, is a rushing of Derrick Henry. Five is, it's just Alabama's Alabama, and Alabama has got the confidence. They totally expect to win the football game. So, I think, there's a large part of winning goes into having the mindset that you're going to win or expect to win. Right? So, and I think Alabama expects to win. Now, the difference is Tennessee finally, I believe Tennessee players, not the fans, I believe Tennessee players really believe that they can win this game and may even be expecting to win it. I mean, you'd hate for your football team going there, like an SEC, big-time SEC school, going into another SEC school and the players thinking they're going to get beat, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, the players and coaches, this is what they are expected to do. Yeah, they believe if they do their plan, play their game plan, execute, they have all the fullest confidence that they can win this game. As you've told me, both on air and off the air, Tennessee has been a couple plays away from being, if not undefeated. I think the Arkansas game was more of a defeat, whereas the Florida game and Oklahoma games both hinged on a player or two.
They lost to Arkansas by 4 points. It was a close game. By 4 points, and they really, a player or two in the first half, they make it. Arkansas may not come back and win that game. But, yeah, two plays for sure. If you take, it only takes one play against of Oklahoma and they win. It only takes one play against Florida. Florida converted a fourth and 15 for a touchdown that actually, with less than a minute to go in the game, to win the game. And then Tennessee misses a field goal by, what, a half a foot to the right? I mean, it skimmed the goalpost when it went by. It had plenty of leg. As a matter of fact, when he kicked it, it looks like it starts to go left like it's going to hook in, and then it went back right.
My point, that was my point. Yeah, Tennessee's a good ball club who's lost a couple of –
But they're 14-and-a-half-point dogs. How can they be 14-and-a-half-point dogs?
Well, I mean, Alabama is just, like you said, there's some of that mystique nationally of Alabama. They may get a few more points. Alabama's defense is so strong. I think they're number seven against the rush.
Yeah, but they're strong.
I don't know. I mean, Alabama's playing well. I mean, coming off two big wins and, three in a row. The Georgia win on the road, Arkansas, the game I went to, they were able to subdue them, and putting it on, winning with a pretty good margin over A&M.
So. Well, like you say, the Ole Miss loss, though. Alabama lost to Ole Miss, and Ole Miss, since that game, Ole Miss has not looked good. The following week they played Vandy, struggled with Vandy. The week after that, Florida blew them out. And then this past weekend, they lose to Memphis, which it doesn't make Alabama look good in that aspect with Ole Miss not playing well after they beat Alabama.
Well, like we've said, Alabama statistically and all and many other in all kind of categories in that game against Ole Miss were right there with them, if not leading, but the major factor there was the turnover. So, Ole Miss is one of those teams that they kind of lose some games that you don't expect them to. Memphis is for real; they're undefeated. Not looking out, not making Alabama look any better when Ole Miss loses to Memphis for sure.
So, the one thing that I think gives Tennessee a shot to win a game, I'm not majorly impressed with your offense. I mean, Derrick Henry, good football player. Your quarterback, in my opinion, is average. You're hanging on by a thread with running backs. I mean, you got mainly Henry. Most Alabama fans don't think they got enough running backs. Well, you got Henry and Drake. That's pretty much who you're relying on. Drake hasn't had the best year. All I will say this, if the guy gets a little bit of room, he can go. He can fly.
I will rebut.
Well, you can rebut all you want if you think about it. Think about it. I mean, you scored 40-something points last week, and 21 of them come off an interception return.
So chipping away.
No, but the point is, don't it make sense? Oh, the point is your offense didn't put up a lot of points, right? And matter of fact, if we watched the game together, Texas A&M was about to get back in the game, right? They cut it to 28-20, and then they throw an interception that was picked off and run for a touchdown again, right? So it's one of those things where
you're right. It was not a
you're not an offensive not an powerhouse over, was, right now.
No, it was not a overwhelming offensive output to win that game. There was three pick sixes, but, you know, we can say, well, you know, that was a credit to Alabama's defense. There was, you know, they were in the right place at the right time covering, you know, and Kyle Allen did make some awful throws that threw right to the Alabama guys. But, you know, who's to say those drives wouldn't have been stopped and Alabama would have scored? I mean, we can go – you can – break down a game could go different ways, but yeah, I agree with you. Alabama's offense is not a real thing that's going to strike fear in anybody's eyes, most people's eyes. But when you combine that with the defense that Alabama's got, it's serviceable enough. And if they don't make mistakes on offense, our quarterback is getting better. He's running the ball. He's not making as many bad throws. And we're riding a stud running back in Henry. And Kenyon Drake has been underutilized in a lot of people's opinion. And he's having a pretty decent year when he runs the ball. So, and we got young receivers that are developing, especially Ridley. That's kind of Alabama's status right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, we go back. It's kind of fun, interesting, have fun playing the turnover scenario deal because, I mean, you think, well, if Bama fans think, well, if we don't turn the ball over against Ole Miss five times, we're 6-7-0 right now, right? Yeah, and Texas A&M's looking at, if we don't throw three pick sixes for touchdowns, maybe we win that game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so you can if it – the same thing with Tennessee. We beat Georgia 38-31, and we just as easily could have lost that game, right? Very easily could have lost that game. Georgia had us 24-3, 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, and then we score, 14 points in less than 4 minutes. I mean, three something or whatever. So it was, you never know. Football, that's like Butch Jones said, the ball's shaped funny and it bounces funny, right? So it's just you never know which way the ball's going to bounce. Hence the Michigan State game this past weekend, right? You talking about a ball bouncing funny? Did you see that play?
Yeah,
I missed it. I heard about it. I never saw it. I left before it was over. Oh, I left as soon as the Alabama game was over. I left. I missed it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was one of the crazy things you'll ever see. When you go back to punt, you expect, you know, hey, we're going to get a decent snap. Our punter's going to, you know, just punt it and get it out of on the other side of the field, and they'll run off the last few seconds. But the punter muffed the snap, and I think he tried to run it and kind of tried to sling it up. I don't know if he was trying to lateral or what, but the ball, the Michigan State got it, and they bumbled and stumbled, and you know, with all kind of craziness going on, people trying to tackle him, people trying to block, and as time ran out, they beat Michigan. So that was a crazy ending.
I heard some people comparing that to the ending of the Stanford game back in the
in the 80s,
early 80s.
I don't know.
Well, it's one of those games that nobody will ever forget, right?
The one where they ran through the band.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that one.
But anyway, I don't know how we got to a Big Ten.
I like just jumping around. Well, you know, why not, you know? So what else you got to tell me about the Tide?
Well, I will tell you a fact of one of the bad stats on Alabama. Alabama's one of the worst teams in third down conversions on offense. I think they're like ranked about 100 in the 100s. So surprisingly, and this was something I heard Coach Pat Dye on a radio show this week. He He said, you know, here's an interesting stat for you. You know who's the worst in third down percentage in the conference? And he said, Alabama. You know who's the best in third down offense percentage? And it was Auburn. But anyway.
Auburn's the best in third down percentage?
Strange.
Who's the best in stopping third down? What do you call it? Third down the defense. Third down defense. What's that called? That's against third downs.
Yeah. Third down. third down conversion percentage on defense. Michigan leads the nation. They only allow 19%. Of course, they had the three shutouts this year.
Tennessee's 15th.
Tennessee's 15th in the nation there.
Hey, there's something we can look forward to. There's something maybe something's got to give this week, right?
Yeah. Look up here is at number eight, Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt has played some decent football on defense. You got to give them some credit, right?
Yep.
Where's the Tide at on that?
Alabama's 17th, so they're right there with close to Tennessee. So, defending against.
Now I'm gonna say you said something about Dobbs running the ball 20 times. That's a lot of running for a quarterback, Bill. I don't think Tennessee's going to have him running the ball 20 times. I'd be shocked because I'm afraid if he runs it 20 times, he's going to hit Ragland one too many times, and he's not going to be running it 21. I just even if you've got a mobile quarterback, you don't want him running that much and taking that many hits. Of course, maybe he's getting out of bounds, but you don't want him taking a ton of hits, right? Especially when the guy that you got behind him is a true freshman quarterback that's probably, you know, he played the second half of a game that we blew out. So.
Another fact on Alabama's defense, they lead the nation in three and outs in the last four games. Well, they actually do for the whole season. Alabama's had 36 three and outs on defense in the last four games. So that is a category. They also lead in batted passes down.
What'd you do? You go to the statistical book?
15 passes have been batted down by Alabama. Amazing.
Where's all my Tennessee statistics?
You'll have to look them up yourself. Fewest 100-yard rushers allowed since 2005. Alabama's only allowed 16 since 2005. That lead the nation. Well, I could go on and on.
And I'm sure you'd like to.
I usually do.
Do you know that Florida's got one of the best defenses in the country, and Tennessee rushed for over 250 yards against Florida? Right?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah, they did. They had a good rushing day against the Gators. But the problem is they still lost a game. Kickoff 2:30. We got Vern Lundquist and Gary Daniel.
Yeah, Vern and Gary, Alabama fans' favorite guys, not really. We won't get into that on this show. But you're going to have to put up with Vern and Gary and Alabama and Tennessee. Or the CBS game this week. So, Chet, don't we have a little musical interlude
interlude. So, would this be a good time for some people to hear a little bit of how about Rocky Top
first?
Because you know,
turn up your volume.
Because this is probably the only time we'll get to go first. Because y'all probably going to beat us for the how many times in a row would it make? It's going to be way too many. Is all I can say.
I think nine in a row or
have to do that, don't you? So
Alabama leads the series 52 wins, 37 losses. There have been
you want to bring
times.
That up? You want to bring that up? Is that what
it's been a
do?
Very streaky series.
I know when it was tied last, when the series was tied up, dead stinking even. 1970, it was dead stinking even.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. Then Alabama reeled off 11, Tennessee reeled off 4, Alabama reeled off some more, Tennessee reeled off about 8. Now Alabama, you know, it's been, like you said, it's been very streaky, but usually when it's streaky, the streaks are a little longer for the Tide.
Yeah.
That's what's discouraging as a Tennessee fan, Bill, but hang on and let me go grab a little bit of Rocky Top.
We'll be right back.
gotta say, Bill, I absolutely love me some Rocky Top.
That makes one of us.
Makes one of us, that's right. You know, and hopefully we'll get to play it quite a bit. You know, if we win the game, I'm sure Josh Dobbs and Hurd and all those guys will go over to the Tennessee band, and they'll be directing the band in victory. Because that's the thing that we do now. We always – I think Peyton Manning kind of started that tradition. Football players go lead the band, you know, in a victory round of Rocky Top.
Yeah. You know what Alabama's big tradition is? And I don't know that if Tennessee – does this also, but I read a little factoid
coming from the pundits
concerning cigars, and Alabama, the winner of this game has traditionally smoked a cigar in celebration.
I'm aware of that. By the way, Alabama's got more players that's got lung cancer than Tennessee does.
Maybe so. But
even one more. That's a bad joke, obviously.
Kids don't smoke, but when you beat Alabama or Tennessee, I guess it's okay. But it was started in the 50s by Alabama trainer Jim Goosetree, and
Goosetree,
yeah. And Chet, I didn't know if you knew this, but that it is actually an NCAA violation for the teams to have tobacco in the.
No, you're kidding me.
No, and it said that they. They self-report a violation, but they keep the tradition.
It's a secondary violation. It's not anything that's going to get you, you know, any real slaps on the hand or games taken away or recruits. Minor. Well, I would bet Tennessee does the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going down there with a box of Stogies. How about what?
How about a little equal time? Do we have any more music queued up?
What are you wanting to hear? Something like Yay Alabama or something?
Well, yeah.
My buddy Bill would like to hear a little Yay Alabama. So, Bill, here it comes. Your blood pumping, doesn't
Woo!
It? Little Rocky Top, little Yay Alabama. Boy, both those songs going to be played this coming Saturday.
Yeah. Probably at the same time.
A lot at the same time, I would imagine.
But
You going?
Doubt it. Was thinking about it. Was going to ask you the same question. You thinking about going?
Well, you know, yeah. I've kind of thought about it, and I've kind of thought, you know, I don't know. It's a long way to go if you end up losing. I'm not saying, you know, but
I know you're thinking. But you want to be there if it happens. You'd love to have been there.
I'm going to be happy no matter where I'm at if Tennessee beats Alabama. Let's just put it that way. And if we don't beat you, I got to start pulling for LSU pretty hard.
Well, be like that.
I will.
Well, Chet, we can maybe get here and recap a little bit about last week, and we can start on next week. You want to do that?
Works for me. Yeah. This past Thursday, I watched the Auburn-Kentucky game. Yeah, it was a game that Auburn jumped on Kentucky pretty quick last week, and then Kentucky came back on Auburn. And then the next thing you know, it's a real football game, and Auburn hangs on for the win for a 30-27 victory.
Yeah, very entertaining game, back and forth, competitive game. Like you said, Auburn came out 14 points, had a nice game with their new quarterback, Sean White. A little more impressed with him. Had a good, pretty good passing performance. And on the other hand, Kentucky played some good ball. Didn't make some plays when they could have to take advantage. But Auburn gets a good conference win on the road.
Auburn's got a little running back from Madison Academy that's having a pretty good year.
Yeah, Kerryon Johnson getting more and more playing time. Had 9 carries.
He looks good. I've seen him, he looks good.
He had 1 catch out of the backfield, and even I think he returned some.
He returned to kickoffs.
Kickoffs.
Yeah.
So
he's good.
He's a very good-looking young player. But what? Any other impressions from Auburn, Kentucky?
I still think Auburn's going to lose a few more games.
Yeah. I mean, their defense very very vulnerable.
Toles put up 359 yards.
Yeah. You know, not the best quarterback in the nation, but played quite well. Like I said, 359 yards. They even gave up a 100-yard rusher to Williams.
He's a tough kid. That Toles is a tough kid. And that Williams, that Williams is fast.
Yeah.
You see him play?
Yeah, 7 yards carry. Had broke off a 60-yarder.
Yeah, early in the game. That was man. When he hit that, he made a nice cut, and when he made that cut, he was gone. I mean, it was a good looking run. Other games last week, Mississippi State played. Well, actually, let's go to the Mississippi game. We briefly brought that up, but Ole Miss played Memphis, and just like you said, Memphis is undefeated.
A sellout crowd in the Liberty Bowl,
and they take out Ole Miss.
Yeah,
and it's not a fluke. They whooped Ole Miss, right?
Oh yeah,
37-24.
Ended up 37-24. I think his name's Lynch Patrick. Yeah, Paxton Lynch for Memphis is a real deal, a quarterback, one of the top passers in the nation. I'm glad Alabama's not facing him, because he
6'7". That's a big, tall. That's a tall rascal for. That's Peyton Manning size on height there, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a guy I heard a lot of talk this week. He's going to be an NFL player. 13 touchdowns, only 1 pick. 1900
Oh, now that's impressive. I mean, 1 pick and how many games have they played? 6 or 7?
Six and zero right now. Memphis playing Tulsa this week.
It's another win. I've looked at their schedule. I think Memphis was probably going to win out.
Memphis is the darling of the non-power five.
I don't care if they go undefeated though. They won't get a number. They won't get in the playoffs. It just won't happen. It just won't happen. Right. Not saying it's fair, but I don't. I'd be shocked if it happened. Wouldn't you?
No, I mean. You'd have to have teams with 3 losses.
You got to be in a pretty much have to be in a Power Five to get there, right?
Oh yeah, that's a given. It would take a lot of circumstances for a non-Power Five to get in.
Mississippi State and La Tech.
Yeah, 45-20. State wins.
State's what are they sitting at? What's their record?
State is, I think they've only lost
one game?
1 or 2 games. Got me on the spot there, but yeah. Chet and Bill, not always as prepared as we could be. They are 5-2. I thought there was a couple of losses, but that SEC West, I mean, other than Auburn, who seems to be, you know, coming on and improving, it's a lot of good teams in that in the West.
Yeah, you say that. You know what's so interesting? I really believe, and I hate to say this, the SEC is a little bit down. I mean, you think you look at Georgia. Georgia's got 2 losses. We're talking about an East team right now, right? Tennessee's got 3 losses. Kentucky's 2-2 and 4-2 overall, but you don't look at Kentucky as a powerhouse. Florida, surprise of the East, 6-1, and I think they're for real. You look over to west, back over to the west side. You've got Alabama and LSU. I'm not sold on Ole Miss. They're gonna have to step it up a notch for me to get any, you know, be more sold on them. I'm not sold on Texas A&M. What little I know, they were undefeated going into the Alabama game, but you know, and then you got Arkansas and Auburn and Mississippi. not that strong, what looked like a really strong conference, especially in the West. And at one time, I think every team in the West was ranked, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I will agree with you. They are good teams. We're not going to say they're great teams. You know, Alabama is a very good team. LSU still's got a little more to prove. They're sitting undefeated. Yeah, Ole Miss, they could go either way. Texas A&M, they can go up or down themselves. And Arkansas sitting at four losses, Auburn and Mississippi State with each couple of losses. So, yeah, you're right. Overall, there's not the real strong, excellent, great teams.
Just
so
not
many
that impressive. Right now, you look at it as an LSU-Alabama battle for the conference, right? I mean, yeah, here's the thing about Ole Miss. Ole Miss is sitting at 2-1, and their win is against Alabama. So they got, in essence, they got like a two-game lead on the Tide, right? Alabama has to. I mean, Ole Miss has to lose. I mean, what have I got to get out of here? Alabama's got to win the rest of them, and Ole Miss lose at least one, right? One more in the conference.
Yeah.
Because Ole Miss has got them head-to-head.
Got the tiebreaker.
Unless you end up with a three-way tie. Say Alabama beats LSU, LSU wins out, Ole Miss wins out, and Alabama wins out. So you could have a three-way tie, and then I don't know really what would happen in that case. Because there's still a potential for a three-way tie, believe it or not, in the East.
Well, I agree. Ole Miss has got A&M, Auburn, Arkansas, LSU, and Mississippi State. So, you could see A&M could beat them easily, or I'm not saying that we'll beat them easily. Auburn, at Auburn, Auburn could get it together and beat Ole Miss. Arkansas, LSU, and Mississippi State, all capable. So, just a lot of football, a whole lot of football left in the SEC. And we're looking forward to it this week. We got some games that's going to go a long way to deciding who's going to be in Atlanta this year or this December. Chet, South Carolina was able to get a win in the first game after Steve Spurrier. The Steve Spurrier era is over, and South Carolina gets a win against Vanderbilt 19-10.
Wasn't an easy win. I mean, it was another tough-fought battle. Vandy's actually played some – they're not winning, but they played some tough games, played some good defense.
Yeah, like we said earlier, they're showing up in the national rankings as being one of the better defenses, Vandy, that is. And here, that's keeping them in games. If they, if they get their offense turned around a little more, they'd start winning some more ball games. But, yeah, it's good to see Steve Spurrier out doing game day on ESPN. I myself enjoyed seeing him, and maybe he's going to be – I don't know if that was an audition per se, but you might be seeing Spurrier.
I like him.
On TV, I mean, he's always good for a quote.
Yeah, I saw him on the sidelines of the Michigan State game too, right? It was kind of neat. You go from coaching – one week you're coaching a major college football team, and the next week you're not there, and you're not even at the team that you just coached.
Tuesday, wasn't it?
Monday. I'm saying you don't even – I mean, you resign, He didn't retire, remember. He said he resigned, but then you don't – I mean, it just seems like weird. It'd be kind of hard for me not to want to keep up with the guys I just coaching and kind of be there with them, if nothing else, in the stands, right? But I guess you're no longer the coach,
Yeah, it was an odd situation. Somebody that had been a fixture on the sidelines for so many years – But Steve's old team, Florida, in a big game, in a very competitive game, went down and ended up losing to LSU. And what was that, 35-28?
35-28. I watched that game, and there was a couple of times I thought, you know, LSU was about to start pulling away in that game. They had a 14-point lead twice in that game. But, you know, Florida's pretty salty defensive-wise. And actually, their offense is playing pretty well. And, they, you know, they played with Harris. What was that?
Treon.
I can't ever remember any quarterback's name. You ever notice that? Treon Harris, right? So Treon Harris played a pretty good game. And that Powell kid at Florida is good. He's a game breaker.
Who's that?
Powell. Yeah. And then, of course, you've got Kelvin Taylor, who is Fred Taylor's son, right? He plays for Florida.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking here at the individual stats. No success running the ball against LSU. Taylor, 15 carries for 25 yards. Wow. So
you're looking at 271 yards passing by Harris. And roughly, like you said, less than 100 yards rushing. So they didn't even get 300 yards total offense. But take a look at what Leonard Fournette did again.
Well, I mean, you know, if you hold him under 200 yards, as they did, they held him to 80 yards on 31.
80? That's 180. Yeah, 180.
Now, 31 carries is a load. I mean, you don't see that much.
But he is a load. I mean, the man is a load. I mean, he's going to be in listed as one of the all-time greats in SEC running backs. There's just no question about it. I mean, Bo Jackson, Herschel Walker, Leonard Fournette. I mean,
I think you're right. He's a guy we're going to be mentioning, many years from now as one of the elite. If he keeps it up this year, which I don't, you know, as long as he doesn't get hurt.
As long as he doesn't get hurt, right?
So,
I find it hard to believe that he could. You could really shut him down.
I wasn't able to see the game, this game, and what'd you think about Harris, Brandon Harris, LSU quarterback, and their passing game? As far as, did they have some athletic receivers?
They did. Brandon Harris looked good, and pulled up the receivers, and
Dupree and Durrell.
Yeah, Dupree looked good the other day. He had a 52-yard touchdown pass, which is interesting because Harris got pushed out of the pocket, so he's rolling to the right, and it wasn't a complete throw back across the field, but it was still kind of across the field, and it was, you know, he threw it on the run. Now, he didn't stop and throw it. He was running and threw it, and it was 50 in the air, 50 yards, really, because the guy caught it at, like, the 2-yard line and went in the end zone. The defender kind of lost track of the ball. So it was a good play, and it was an impressive play by Harris. So, yeah, he's a good quarterback. Uh-huh. And he's getting better, which is – that was supposedly going to be a shaky position for the Tigers.
Oh, yeah.
It was quarterback for most people in the conference, right? Even the Alabama Crimson Tide. Because you weren't really sure who was going to have that job going into the season.
That's true. I mean, this was a year, there was very few established quarterbacks. Brandon Allen at Arkansas has been like a 3-year starter. Towles started for Kentucky, but
Dobbs was a returning starter, but he only started half a year, right?
Yeah, but other than that, in the SEC, there was a lot of quarterback questions. So, well, here's an ugly game. Didn't get to see either. I think this was going on at night. Georgia wins 9-6.
I watched a lot of that game. Georgia just looked. Georgia looked terrible in that game. I don't know what the deal is. I guess without Chubb, they just can't figure out how to get it started. And they just Lambert. What 23 of 32 doesn't sound that bad, but it was only 178 yards. He had 5.6 yards per pass.
Yeah, no touchdowns and one interception.
So it's just not. And then you look at the other side. You got this is like the second game that Missouri's had this year where a touchdown's not been scored in the game. They beat UConn like 9-6, right? So then they lose 9-6 to Georgia. But Georgia, I mean, it was 6-6 at one time.
Yeah.
And they missed about a 28-yard field goal that would have made it 9-6 at the time. I mean, it was a short one. And then they come back and got the go-ahead field goal a drive or two later.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't have the team stats for Missouri's offense, but just adding up the passing and rushing stats, looks like they had under 180 yards total, which is
Georgia shut them down, but they shut Georgia. How many yards did Georgia have? I mean, you rough that in, if you will. It's 178 passing. It's
150, probably under 300. Well,
about 320. About 320, yeah.
So, you know, we know how good Sony Michel can be, but he had 87 yards.
So what about next week's games? I mean, this week, no, we got. Is there another game besides Tennessee Alabama this week?
Let's find out. But I'm sure there is.
I mean, how much game I'm interested in is Tennessee Alabama.
Hopefully, we got some Auburn fans listening. Auburn is taking another road trip to Arkansas. Now, this is going to be a physical game. It's going to be a tough game. Our buddy Cole Kubelik, he don't expect Auburn to win this game.
I don't either. Do you?
No, I don't. I just think Arkansas is going to be able to run the ball down Auburn's throat.
I think so too.
Pound them.
And of course, the only thing I'm wondering is Arkansas's defense. But I'm with you. I would go with Arkansas in that game.
We're both going to pick the Hogs in a early 11 o'clock SEC Network tilt. Tennessee, Alabama. Let's make prediction here. I'm going to pick Alabama. Shocker.
Well, you know, if you're just going to pick
who's straight up
who's going to win, I probably, I hate to do it, I'll probably go ahead and pick Alabama too. I mean, I'm a Tennessee fan first and foremost, and I definitely think, again, I'll say it one more time, I believe Tennessee can win the game. I don't necessarily believe they will. So I'm not going to be shocked if they do. But so, okay, I'm picking Alabama.
I know we both participate in a pick'em game, you know, that uses the spread, and I'm going to have to deliberate kind of hard and see what the line is for Tennessee-Alabama.
It's 14.5 when I pick.
Because I may, I may go with Tennessee in the points because I don't know that Alabama's going to beat the spread. But anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, Tennessee's known for letting's not a good term. They're known for getting behind Alabama quickly in the game. Last year, they were down 27-0 after 20 minutes into the game. That's a quarter and 5 minutes. They ended up making the game, but
I was there. but, yeah, I mean, Alabama's had several games this year, and most notably the Georgia game, where they just come out quickly and got ahead. So we'll see what happens T-Town.
If we can keep you from scoring on the first play, we'd be you know, might be doing something, because that's what happened last year, first play, right?
Right, yeah.
Just kick off to us and kick off to Evan Berry, because I think, and, you know, don't kick it deep. Kick it to Evan Berry. I think Evan Berry's like number one in the country in kickoff
Lead
returns.
The nation.
About 40-something yards of return.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Chet, I know we're interested in Tennessee, Alabama, but we'll probably be switching back and forth. Missouri, Vanderbilt,
I don't see that happening.
No. Oh,
Missouri,
man.
And Vanderbilt. So your take on that one, I think you're a defensive struggle.
Yeah, take the under. The under's probably going to – the over and under is probably like 25 points. It'll be under. I don't know.
It's probably going to be a low-scoring game.
Yeah.
It probably is. I mean, Missouri's offense is not very good, and Vandy's offense is not very good, and both of them have a decent defense. I'm picking Vandy.
I think I'm going to pick Vandy in that game straight up. So Vandy may get a rare win if they.
But I took Tennessee in the points, by the way, in our pick 'em.
Okay. Chet, LSU plays Western Kentucky. Now, on the surface, you're thinking Western Kentucky, LSU, you know, that's going to be a blowout. Well, I think Western Kentucky's 6-1, got a, if I'm not mistaken, yes, 407 yards passing per game by Western. So they're scoring 44 points a game. So
let me see, you know, who they play.
Gonna have to play. They played. They've beaten Vanderbilt
14-12. Okay.
Well, it'd be a good SEC defense. What is that? Louisiana Tech scored. Well, I'm seeing that Western's maybe not the best defense. Gave up 38 to La Tech.
Lost to Indiana.
Lost to a pretty good Indiana team.
Pretty good Indiana.
Yeah,
team.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't want to look
at
it.
Take my word for it. They gave Ohio State all they wanted, which they beat Miami, Ohio, Rice, MTSU, and
UNT,
North Texas, all scoring 49 or 50 something points. But anyway,
they're not going to put 49 or 50 on LSU. Let's put it that way.
So I think I'll pick LSU in that game.
I'm picking LSU. What's the spread? You gonna pick Western with the spread and the other thing?
I might. I don't have that in front of me. But anyway,
Texas A&M, Ole Miss. Now here's a game where the Tide's pulling for Texas A&M. You're an Alabama fan. That's who you want to win the game.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like I said, this is maybe a pivotal game for the Rebels.
It's huge.
You know, so if they can put down Texas A&M, then they're still a contender. Obviously, they're control they have the tiebreaker over Alabama for
that
one
means
thing.
I got to pull for Ole Miss. Well, it's late though. If Tennessee beats Alabama, then I might pull for Texas A&M. You know, it's one of those things. It's all about how it affects Tennessee. It's all about Tennessee. Of course, we basically got ourselves out of it already, but it's still all about Tennessee. Kentucky and Mississippi State?
Yeah. Mississippi State is going to be home against Kentucky. That's kind of a toughie. I kind of think maybe Kentucky's got a long week of prep. They played on last Thursday, but coming off a discouraging loss to Auburn. But I don't know. I'm going to go with Mississippi State at home.
You know,
good atmosphere at
night. I can't remember who I picked in that game on the other thing. But you know what? I think I'm going to go for the Wildcats in this one. I believe I'm going to pick the Kentucky Wildcats, and I think it will be a mild upset. So, right? Wouldn't it be a mild upset?
It would be a mild upset.
That's the games in the conference. So, like I say, getting back to a game that really matters is Tennessee Alabama. So if Tennessee wins, we'll just play Rocky Top the Hope Show next week, maybe.
Sure. I won't be here. I'll be holed up in the coal compound.
So if you lose, you're going to sull up and
it's
cry like a baby? Really?
I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth.
I could. One thing I've learned the last few years is to take a loss like a man.
Well, me too.
Yeah, you've lost a lot of games last year, these last few years, right?
I didn't get that tore up about losing to Ole Miss. So.
You didn't?
Yeah, I thought we'd lose at least a game or two this year. I'm hoping it's just the one now. But
well, so,
Anyway.
So, were you going to go over the big are there any big games that we can hit real quick? Ohio State, man, they're not the number one team in the country. They're ranked number one. In my opinion, they're not the number one team in the country. I would put Baylor above them, maybe even Utah. I wouldn't put TCU. Utah's the third. They're sitting third in the country. I'm telling you, Ohio State doesn't impress me.
No, me.
Baylor does.
Baylor's scoring at about 60-something per game. 64 per game.
I know.
Leading the nation.
I know.
I put them at number one. Now they haven't played. They played SMU. Who's LAM? Lamar.
Rice. Texas Tech. Oh, wow. Kansas.
Texas Tech, Kansas, West Virginia. So.
Oh, man.
You know, they're,
hey, with Tennessee would be undefeated with those teams.
I mean, Baylor.
They would.
Yeah. Iowa State this week's not going to slow them down. But then they got Kansas State, not really going to slow them down either since Oklahoma beat them 55-0.
No, they beat Kansas.
Kansas.
Just one Snyder.
Beat Kansas State.
It was, Snyder's team, right? At Kansas State where Oklahoma thumped them.
But Baylor has Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, TCU, and Texas to round out this.
I say they go undefeated unless Oklahoma gets them, and I don't think Oklahoma get them, but they might. So let's get back to that top ten. So
Baylor's out to prove and get into the playoffs, and they're on a mission. You know, you remember, I think they're how their coach was so fired up last year about not getting in, but Chet, Utah. I don't know if you knew. Well, you probably do. But Utah is ranked third. They're playing Southern Cal, who's not in the top 25. Southern Cal is favored in that game by about 3.5 points. I'm hearing all. And a lot of people think Utah's a pretender and they're going to be exposed. They did beat Michigan earlier in the year, but a lot of folks are saying Utah is going to get beat in Los Angeles. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know enough about the West Coast teams, but I'll say this. I don't believe Ohio State's number one. Baylor's number one. LSU, I think LSU's good enough to be two or three right now. And I'd have to move Michigan State up to two or three. And I'd have to put Alabama, as much as I don't like it, Alabama got to be in at least the top five.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of where I would go. Baylor, I'd still have Ohio State either second or third.
Above Alabama?
Yeah. Being undefeated right now.
I would still pull for I don't know. I don't really care for Urban Meyer. I told you that before.
I know.
Whiny Meyer. Duke's ranked 23rd. Oh, my word.
It's always interesting to look at the bottom of the rankings, see who's unexpected names getting in there.
We talked about – I talked about this with people the other day. Think about what I'm about to tell you. Toledo, Memphis, Houston, Temple, and Duke all ranked in the top 25.
In football.
In football. Ahead of Tennessee. Ahead of Georgia. Ahead of Mississippi State. Ahead of Arkansas. I mean, what I'm saying is, think about that. Think of what you're saying. And Toledo beat Arkansas. Toledo's decent. I mean, and Temple's good. It's just amazing.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're seeing, there's always a team or two that comes out of nowhere. Yeah, we're just halfway in through the year, but, how long has it been? I've never seen Temple in the top.
Look at this. 25. Ole Miss loses this week to Texas A&M. We lose another team out of the top 25.
Ole Miss dropped 11 slots.
Well, they're 5-2. I mean, right? That's well, they right. the who's the? Well, look, Michigan's ranked 15th at 5-2. They're the highest ranked 5-2 team. Bill, it's about that time. It's about that time.
It's about that time for the Dixie Football Fanatics to wind it up, put a cap on it, just call it a day, call it a night.
Call it a day, call it a night, call it whatever it is now, the time that you're listening, right? Somebody might be listening at 3 a.m. in the morning, Bill.
We're on the World Wide Web. We could be, somebody in North Korea conceivably could be listening to us.
They could be, and probably are, honestly. If you want.
I don't think they have the
internet. There's got to be some people that are
government officials
that are bored enough to listen to us, right?
hope so. If you're anywhere in the world, give us a.
You know, I had some people listen long enough to realize that they pulled off the AUFans.com and went and listened to that. They didn't know anything about the AUFans.com. By the way, it's Stan Stevens, and he talks about the Auburn Tigers. If you're interested into getting in-depth information on the Auburn Tigers, it's AUFans.com.
That's right, and of course we can be found at Dixie Football Fanatics.
Yeah,
that's getting a little late as we
DixieFootballFanatics.com.
And available on in the what is it called, the iTunes. I'm not a big iTunes guy, but you can go in there, get the podcast, listen to it. Stitcher is a podcast portal, I guess you'd call it. You can pull out and find the Dixie Football Fanatics. Also on Facebook, if you're Facebook friends with Chet and Bill, hopefully you've liked our page, and you can access Dixie Football Fanatics through Facebook. Yeehaw.
All right, well, I'm not going to wish you luck for this weekend, Bill. I don't think Alabama's going to need it, and certainly wouldn't want you to have it anyway.
Well, not expecting any luck to be wished my way or Alabama's way, but yeah, let's just hope for a good, well played game and
no injuries.
Yeah, nobody gets hurt, hopefully, and nothing really freaky. Is freaky a word?
I don't know.
Fluky and freaky, put them together.
I'm just hoping Jalen Hurts got well. He's been sick this week.
Really? Well, yeah, that's one thing. Alabama's been pretty fortunate. Definitely haven't had many injuries this year. Tennessee's had a slew of them. But looking forward to Saturday, Chet. Weather's been great, and ready for the Tennessee-Alabama game.
All right, Bill. Until next week, when we will be discussing the outcome of the Tennessee-Alabama game, one of us will be extremely happy.
Unless I'm sold up and not here.
If I do the Dixie Football Fanatics podcast solo, you'll realize that Alabama lost. That sounds good, don't it? Alabama lost. All right, people. We appreciate your time listening to us, and hopefully you'll be listening to us next week as we discuss the results of the Alabama-Tennessee game,
as well as
the rest of the goings on in the Southeastern Conference.
All right, Chet. You enjoy the weekend, but not too much. And I know you wish me the same thing. But anyway, let's enjoy the game. And it's just a game, so we'll be back next week on Dixie Football Fanatics.